everybody. Welcome to Profoundly Pointless. My name is Nick Van Zandt. Coming up in this episode...
Last year, we had 26 inflatables during Christmas in my front yard. No joke. And I'm talking about, like...
What are they even of?
The worst are the fucking minions. We have this minion car that's probably 10 feet long.
Right. Like, if you're in a fifth grade and you're still believing in Santa, you're probably getting laughed at a little bit. Like, Santa brought this to me. Like, no, he didn't, dumbass. Everybody I know that have ever had matching pajamas, that's never worked out. Like, oh, where's your boyfriend, the one you had matching pajamas with last year? Oh, we broke up. Shocker. I want to thank you so much for joining us. If you get a chance, like, download, subscribe, share. We really appreciate it. It really helps us out. This is our Christmas slash holiday special, and we're going to be talking about the worst, just the worst holiday traditions. Let's go ahead and bring in John Shaw. What age were you when you stopped believing in Santa Claus, or do you still believe in Santa Claus?
So I do not believe in Santa currently. I'm a 33-year-old man. But either way, Santa was ruined for me when I was 9 or 10, and I had wanted a particular wrestling figure. We had asked for it for like 6 months, and little Johnny then was searching around the house because it was Christmas time, trying to find anything that he could, and he came across that said wrestling figure under a sheet with some other things, and that was pretty much it. I mean, I took the figure out to little Johnny, took the figure out to his mom and said, hey, what's this? She got angry, told him to go to his room, and then couple days later, it was underneath the Christmas tree from Santa Claus.
I don't know if 9 years old is young or old to have that revelation that Santa Claus isn't real.
I would say between obviously like birth and 13 is still an acceptable time to believe in Santa.
I'm going to say like fourth grade. How old is a fourth grader? Fourth grader is about 10 years old. Right. Like if you're in a fifth grade and you're still believing in Santa, you're probably getting laughed at a little bit. Like Santa brought this to me. Like, no, he didn't, dumbass.
Kids are brutal, aren't they?
Yeah, because they're honest.
You know, maybe 13's too much. I mean, I'll say 10 or I'll say 11 at the most. But I don't know when I actually started to think Santa wasn't real. I don't have a lot of memory. Alcohol has kind of done some damage to my brain, so I don't have that great of a memory.
Who did you believe in the Easter Bunny?
No, never.
It's weird that kids will believe in Santa Claus, but basically never really believe in the Easter Bunny. Like, oh, Santa Claus is real, but that Easter Bunny is some fake bullshit.
I actually think if you were to take out Santa, there isn't one other believable holiday where kids get gifts where it's like, oh, okay, well, I kind of maybe believe that story because they're just so like a bunny delivering gifts. I mean, Jesus Christ.
He doesn't deliver gifts. He delivers eggs.
Yeah, whatever.
He's the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, baskets with eggs in it. I mean, come on.
Also, don't say that like there's all these holidays where fictional characters deliver gifts. There's Christmas and that's it.
You get gifts on Valentine's Day from your loved one, but I guess
that's not a fictional person.
All right, touche.
Here's my other question for you. If you're getting, when you're getting somebody a gift, we're not talking about spouse, but anybody other than your spouse, there's a $40 option, there's a $30 option, and a $50 option. Which one of those are you getting? You know, you don't know what the difference between those options is. I just want to know like how expensive your gift-giving tastes are. Are you going 30, 40, or 50?
I'm probably going to play it conservative and go in the middle. So I'd probably go with the $40 gift.
Okay. All right. Who's getting what level of friend or relative is getting 30? What level of friend or relative is getting 50?
I'm probably going to get smashed for saying this, but you know, probably my best for like, you would probably get like a $50 gift.
Ooh.
Okay. You know, my other good friends probably get $50 gifts. Now, you know, like a coworker who I kind of know, maybe consider a friend would probably get like the $30 gift.
I wouldn't even get a coworker a gift.
Well, they have to be a friend, like, you know, but they're not that good of a friend, but they're somebody you see every day you work with. That's what I was going with.
Oh, okay. I don't get anybody a gift but my immediate family. Not even my sister, actually, now that I think of it. Like, immediate family. If you don't live with me, you're not getting a gift.
Yeah, I don't do siblings.
I should hope not.
Well, it wasn't even like that till you just said that. I don't get my siblings' gifts. I don't really get my parents' gifts. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm right there. I don't want to be in agreement with you, but I guess I am.
So basically, you're giving coworkers' gift, but not your own family.
Here's something I want to ask you.
Work is more important than life.
Have you ever gotten somebody a gift that you think is awesome or fantastic, or you put a lot of thought into it, and they just shit all over it?
Yeah, dude, I have a dad.
I'm not even talking about, my wife is the killer of gifts for me. If I don't buy her exactly what she tells me she wants, I always get like the, oh, well, this is kind of nice.
Yeah, I agree with your wife in that sentence. I would honestly say that unless someone gives me specifically something that I asked for, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I've never actually gotten a good gift. I've never gotten something that I've been like, man, that's a good gift. Unless it was something I directly asked for.
Well, what would make little Nick happy this year? I'm sure we can get you something.
Well, that's the problem. I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you want a fridge that you can see through without opening the doors?
Oh, wait. Here we go. For people who don't know, John is really upset because I have a fridge that has one of those photo things on it, which we now actually found that you can get an animated GIF of a dog that looks like our dog, and it's now on the fridge. I'm going to send you a picture of it.
I'm not upset, and it's fine if other people have them. I'm not like jealous or anything. It's just you always give me shit for all these things in my life.
The fridge came with the house. I didn't go out and buy it. You go out and buy dumb shit. I didn't go out and buy the fridge. I bought the house and it came with it.
No one told you you had to keep it.
So I'm not going to buy this house that I like and that in an area where we want to live because you know what? That fridge is too nice. Can't get the house.
You can't turn this around. I'm sorry.
I just did turn it around. You have no argument. Like, okay, you know what? I know this house is the right price. I know it's in a good location. I know they got a floor plan that we like, but the fridge is too nice. So call the whole thing off.
It's not in a good location because you're not near me, Nick.
Oh, that's a good one. You got no response, but you got out of it.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Come on now. Let's give some shout outs. Outs. I need to create like a little, a little board here that I have something. Anyways, all right. We'll start on the gram for this episode.
Don't say that. You're not a 13-year-old teenage girl.
Wow. And sorry to any teenage girls that listen to this. Nick wasn't, stereotyping you. Anyways, let's start off on the gram with Emerson, Jake, Rose. That's two different names, by the way, Jake and Rose. Gregory Lang and Terry Drake. Appreciate you all. And then we'll go to all you tweeters out there on the Twitter. Michael Romero, Lori, Ellie, Shirts, and Al Bot. Appreciate every one of you for checking us out last week.
What is Al Bot's profile picture?
It's of a like an artificial intelligence being.
Oh, so it's actually a bot.
Well, when I clicked on the profile, it seemed semi like it was written by a human. That's the only reason why I put Albot on.
You don't think a robot created it? You don't think there's a robot just walking around making social? Actually, there are probably robots that make social media accounts, but it's more of a program. It's not an actual robot. Like robots just sitting in its house listening to this podcast wants to interact with us.
I mean, maybe they do. I don't know.
It's possible.
All right. Moving on here. If you were to play a Santa Claus in a movie, Nicholas, what kind would you be? The one out of Miracle on 34th Street or Billy Bob from Bad Santa?
I don't watch holiday movies. They suck.
All right. Would you be a drunken, deranged, creepy Santa or like the kind of fluffy, nice, positive Santa?
No, I would be nice, dude. I'm not going to upset children.
Nothing. All right. Tide Pod Challenge or the Outlet Challenge?
What's the outlet challenge?
So obviously it involves an outlet. You take a like the exposed end of a iPhone charger, like the metal prongs. You stick that into the outlet, and then you slide a penny down the wall, and you touch the metal from the iPhone charger that's in the outlet, and it's supposed to, create sparks. But unfortunately, there's been some serious issues involving, obviously, electrocution. So I'm curious to know which one you would try.
Honestly, I'd probably do the outlet challenge.
Yeah,
me too. I don't want to mess with bleach.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with Tide at all.
I have a different theory on these. Whenever these things pop up, I really think that it's just teenagers screwing with adults. Like, they're just trolling us, like, watch this. I'm going to pretend like I'm dumb enough to do these things, and these adults are then going to freak out about it. It's going to be all over the news. I think that they're trolling us.
You think they're that, like, you think there's that much that goes into these kinds of things? I don't think there's any thought behind this. I think one, I don't want to say moron, that's a bet. I think one person does this and it goes viral, then you get other people who are pretty easily influenced, and like, I'm going to try this. I mean, for fuck's sake, people were injecting, bleach because our president told him that it would beat COVID.
Here we go.
No, I'm not. Listen,
I just like saying that whenever you bring up the president. Oh, here we go.
I'm not saying that like as a political anything. I don't want people to take it. I'm just saying, like, you know, people are pretty gullible and they will try a lot of things.
People want to be famous, bro.
All right. Ugly sweater. You're going to wear an ugly sweater or like matching pajamas with your family. So ugly sweaters or matching pajamas.
Man, I hate both of those equally. If you're in a relatively new relationship, if you're not all, no, I'm not even going to say that. If you have matching pajamas, that's going to go ahead and be a breakup pretty soon, right? If you and a significant other have matching pajamas, I'm going to say there's a 90% chance that that relationship is going to end in divorce, separation, or badly. Everybody I know that have ever had matching pajamas, that's never worked out. Like, oh, where's your boyfriend, the one you had matching pajamas with last year? Oh, we broke up. Shocker.
You want to? This shouldn't surprise you, but since we moved to Michigan, so what, 4 years now? We've done matching pajama pictures during Christmas time every single year.
All right, dude. Well, start saving money because you're about to be.
I mean, I'm going to be divorced anyways. I mean, and that's not really a joke.
Let me go ahead and tell you how this is going to work out for you. I'm serious. Everybody I know who has matching pajamas, like, that shit don't last.
You know, it is what I'm not a fan of it either, but I lose the battle. So I've just learned to go with it now.
Look, for every 10 failures, there's one success story. Maybe you can be that success story. Okay, are you ready for a top five? I'm excited. I kind of like our top five this go around.
It was your idea. I mean, they're always good ideas when they come from your small brain.
It's like a fast Geo Metro. So our top five is top five worst holiday traditions, and this can be for any holiday, but it just has to be associated, a tradition associated with that holiday. What is your number five?
So this one is very personal to me, and it's putting up inflatables in your yard.
How many inflatables are you talking about? Do you have more specifically Christmas related, or do you have any Halloween inflatables?
So we have both. Obviously, much more for Halloween, for Christmas.
And how many do you have? How many inflatables do you have out there in your yard right now?
I don't have any because my father-in-law didn't come up this year due to COVID. But he's the one who goes out there in November and puts them up. Oh, and we have Thanksgiving ones as well, by the way.
So wait a minute. You're complaining about something that you don't actually have to do?
I got to finish first, and then you can start ridiculing me. But he puts them up when it's still 40 degrees, 35 degrees, whatever it is here in Michigan during that time. And then in February, when it's -6, my fat ass is out there, you know, taking them out of a frozen ground. Half the time, I'm so angry and frustrated, I don't even like wait. Like, I don't even take time to take them out of the, like, off the spikes, out of the ground. I just rip the shit off them. And then, like, I don't even fucking, like, same thing with fucking Christmas lights. This really should be Christmas lights and inflatables for me. Like, you know, because it's just, I'm not a big fan. And my father-in-law thinks he's doing something great when he comes up usually and does all this shit. Last year we had 26 inflatables during Christmas in my front yard. What? No joke. And I'm talking about like,
what are they even of?
I mean,
I can't think of how many Christmas I can think of. Okay, maybe you've got all the reindeer and elf and Santa. What else is there? A couple of snowmen? Like, what do you have there?
We got snowmen. We have the Frozen characters, whoever the fuck they are. We got the snowman and the two sisters or whatever they are. The worst are the fucking minions. We have this minion car that's probably 10 feet long.
Who's buying this stuff?
He is. He buys it, he puts it up, and then he expects me, once again, he lives in Florida, but he like expects me to take it down in February or March when it's balls cold here. And it just, I hate it.
You're leaving all those Christmas inflatables up until February or March? How are you not getting robbed?
Dude, like, do you think anyone's going to rob a house with like
How are you not, like, you live in Detroit, which is not necessarily known as being a safe city. Like, how is your house not the number one target in the city? Like, this dude's got 26 inflatables that he's clearly left up for months. I'm going to go get that.
I have nothing, but I have no answer. I can tell you that if you ever want to see something funny, come drive by my house, you know, next year at this time, and you'll probably see, I mean, I'm like Clark Griswold with my fucking front yard usually. And then my ass is out there freezing my tits off trying to take this shit out. And it's just, it's not a good thing. And it pisses me off. So that's why it's my number five.
Can you maybe add to kind of the basic aesthetic of your house by having all that shit in front? Then you should sit in a window clearly visible, just looking pissed off as hell. Like, oh, look how happy. Man, that guy is not happy. Yeah. Like, look how cranky this homeowner is about all this shit in his front yard.
Dude, it is not. You got
any on the roof?
No, there are none on the roof. Usually, though, 1 year for Thanksgiving, he did put, like, a turkey on the roof. That I still don't understand what the thought of that was.
What does he do that he's got this massive inflatable budget? That stuff's not that cheap.
Listen, when you have that answer, it means I have the answer, and I don't have any idea. So,
okay, man, that sounds rough. That should be higher on your list. Honestly.
I can tell you, I've never seen a grown man as upset as he was a couple years ago when I had ripped them apart. Right, so like they were like a balloon, like they had holes in them, and he went to get them out, and he was all excited, and he's like, "What? Why are there holes in these?" So then he went and he rebought even more of inflatables.
So the bottom line is he hates you. Man, I don't even know how to follow that up. Mine is just Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not complaining about being with my family. I enjoy that. But all of the food involved in Thanksgiving is overrated. If we replaced Thanksgiving dinner with pizza, everybody would be happier. Like, I don't want any turkey and green beans. What is this, like Leftover Tuesdays? Nobody wants that crap. Let's have cheeseburgers and pizza. That's a Thanksgiving.
I think it's just because you're doing it wrong, man. You got to smoke some meat. You got to make some good dishes, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, dude, look, I don't care what you're doing over there. I don't care how long and how often and how much you're over there smoking meat from everywhere in the world. It's not as good as a McDonald's cheeseburger. Like, if I could replace Thanksgiving dinner with a McDonald's cheeseburger and a Pizza Hut pizza, I would be much happier.
Wow. Oh, man, I can see all three people that listen to this podcast right now just putting their head in their hands and wanting to, you know, just pull their skin off for what you just said. That's absurd.
They just want to rip up some inflatables.
That's man, that you said some crazy things. That's probably the most absurd thing you've said on this podcast.
Maybe not McDonald's. Maybe In-N-Out. But I'd take a pizza. If I had a choice, if somebody said, get all this Thanksgiving food off the table and we can flop down this Pizza Hut pizza, I'd be like, it sounds good to me.
Oh my God. I don't even want to keep having this. You're just going to get me more enraged. And I'm already enraged because now I'm thinking about the inflatables. Fuck.
All right, what's your number four?
I have giving Valentines.
Oh, yeah, that's some bullshit.
you know, it's all, what's the word? It's all like, it's Valentine's Day, so you have to get your, you know, somebody a chocolate or cards, or it's like, no, like, why do I have to pretend to love somebody on one day? It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, and once you reach John and I's level of marriage, it's not like you're getting anything back, right? Like, here you go. All right.
You're putting in a lot of effort for, you know, like a 20% chance of some, you know, evening fun.
But much more likely to result in 30 seconds in the bathroom by yourself.
With some chocolate and the lotion you bought her. All right, moving on.
My number four is just people, any holiday that involves people on boats. I hate large groups of people on boats. I don't mind a boat individually. I don't mind like an individual boat party. But when you get large amounts of people together on boats, it's just stupid.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, I don't know if this is common across the country, but Detroit has a thing called Jobby Nooner, which is like one afternoon in the late summer near an island outside of Detroit. There's probably 500 boats that all congregate around this island. And it just, I've never been. I have several people that I know that have been, and it just doesn't seem fun.
No, and somebody always drowns. Always a drowning at any kind of large boating event. What's your number three?
Coloring Easter eggs.
You actually color them? You don't just dye them?
Well, whatever. Dyeing, I guess. Well, coloring, dyeing. I can't stand vinegar. And that's how I was raised, coloring Easter eggs whenever we did it. And it's just a gigantic waste of time to me. You know,
you don't drink the vinegar. You know that, right?
It's just the smell of vinegar. I unfortunately have done some stupid things in my life that have involved like chugging vinegar, and I probably should have never done that because I don't like the smell, but I did it anyways. But other than those stupid challenges, I can't stand vinegar. And thinking of coloring Easter eggs just makes me want to throw up.
Okay. Man.
That's pointless to me.
So much in this one. My number three is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving when all the hometown heroes come back. Oh, I've always hated that day. I haven't participated in it in probably a decade or more, but whenever I used to actually go home for Thanksgiving, and then we're going to go to the bar. We're back. Everybody's back. Good. I didn't like them then. I don't like them now.
Wow. Really, way to just shit out all of your, you know, hometown friends there.
No, dude, it's not the hometown core friends. It's like, don't you want to see what's his face? Dude, I didn't talk to him then. Why do I want to talk to him now?
Brian was four team all county, and now he's a real estate agent with that State Farm thing, and he's coming back. Yeah.
You didn't see it, man? You don't want to hear the story about how he almost scored the touchdown? Yeah, no, dude, man. I don't.
Yeah, you know what, man? I what age do you hit where you stop going out on like amateur nights like that? Like what, 25, 24?
I think some people linger a little bit longer. I think between probably, you got to do the first time you're back from college and then the first time you get like a real job. But I would say between 25 to 27 is when you're just like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, most people I know stop because you're like, listen, I just don't want to drink and drive. Like, it's not worth it, man. Let all the young kids make those mistakes. I don't need it right now in my life.
So. I agree. What's your number two?
So this one's a tie, actually. I have coworker gift exchange and carving pumpkins.
Oh, both good ones. Both good ones. I regret not putting those on my list. Solid selections.
I'll keep it short and sweet, but coworker gift exchange, just because it's just awkward, right? Like, you usually get one person that you have to do it with and you really don't know them, so you give them socks. Then it's weird. So that's why that's on there. And then carving pumpkins, that's like coloring Easter eggs to me. It's pointless. Makes no sense.
Nobody's good at it. Nobody enjoys it. It's a huge fucking mess, both when you do it and when you have to clean up that diseased-looking pumpkin that's on your porch. Good selections. I was legitimately impressed. which I've never been before in 129 plus episodes of your list. I was like, that's a good selection.
Yeah, man. What's your number two?
Holiday movies. They all stuck.
See, I have to disagree with you on that, but I'm a sap for a good holiday movie.
I can't. Okay. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is the dominant movie of holiday movies. There is not anything in any rational person's mind that can come anywhere close to being as good of a holiday movie as Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's the dominant number one. Everything else is garbage.
I'm not going to argue with you, even though I want to, because I want to bring up one other quick argument that we've had that seems to be in every conversation I'm having with multiple people now. And that is, it is Die Hard, a Christmas movie.
I don't care. It's not a good movie.
I mean, neither is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Don't. But you fucking go off on that one.
Ridiculous statement. That is a ridiculous statement. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a great movie. Die Hard, I just don't think of it as a Christmas movie. I would almost put that as one of my least favorite traditions, is that having the conversation of if Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
We'll just add it in our honorable mentions. How about that?
That's a definite honorable mention. What's your number one?
Black Friday Shopping.
Oh, God, dude. Man, your list is good.
Well, yeah, done. I mean,
it's, well done.
I'm going to take that and say thank you. But I don't like crowds, really. And I don't, you know, holiday shopping, and you just mix those and people go fucking crazy. And I mean, you can just do everything online now. I think there's better deals online for the most part. And with COVID this year, it was like, oh, great. No one's going to be at the stores anyway. So I don't have to worry about seeing every news story about people lining up to get, you know, a $200 TV.
My number one is fireworks.
Okay. I mean, I don't care for fire. Like, I just don't care about fireworks at all. People are like, hey, you want to go watch fireworks? Like, no, I'd rather sit here and watch grass grow.
Right. Like, you can see big lights. Like, my TV's right in front of me. It's basically the same concept of moving lights. I mean, I can just watch TV.
There are people who will sit out for hours, like day, like 18 hours just to get a good spot to watch city fireworks. And I'm like, I don't get it.
What's your list was dominant. I would say that's you had a good, your list is clearly better than mine. What's in your honorable mention?
So I have, you know, the traditions of ugly sweaters, matching pajamas, getting ornaments, Christmas ornaments. There you go. And then I put on here New Year's Eve, celebrations, like going out to the bars and all that garbage. You know, I think you stop doing that after you're 25 as well.
New Year's Eve is definitely up there for me, right? It's like, okay, I'm over this.
And then I put on here Labor Day cookouts because,
oh yeah,
I don't have a union job, and if you do, that's great, like good for you. But like, I always have to work through Labor Day, so like while everyone's taking that Friday off to like go have fun and shit, like I'm fucking working. I also sound like a really angry man. So
yeah, you are, dude. I got nothing else. Okay, that's gonna go ahead and do it for this episode of Profoundly Pointless. I want to thank you so much for joining us. If you get a chance, like, download, subscribe, share. Thank you so much for being with us throughout 2020. We really appreciate the support. We've got a lot of big things planned for 2021. Hopefully we don't screw it up. But honestly, from the bottom of my heart and from John's heart, have a happy, oh God. Have a happy holiday. See, I was getting emotional, so I couldn't get it out.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.